Some over-70s who've enjoyed free skiing on Mount Ruapehu for years are upset that they missed out this year after the operator changed the rules without warning. Skiers over the age of 70 are entitled to a free super-super pass, but this year had to apply for a pass before April the 30th. Harry Locke reports.
Pam Hansen, who's 83, has spent more than 60 years skiing, most of them at Whakapapa in the central North Island. But not this year, after being told she was too late to apply for the free Super Super Pass. Mrs Hansen says it was a shock to learn that RAL, or Ruapehu Alpine Lifts Limited, had changed the system, requiring over-70s to apply for their free pass before April 30th.
We didn't know anything about this sudden and catastrophic change because we weren't told. None of us have had to apply for a ski pass for so many years. So now, only a few weeks ago, we had to get up to Hutt Flat and suddenly somebody said to me, the free passes have gone, and I could not believe it.
At the same time, eligibility was restricted to those who had purchased a pass in a previous year. Mrs Hansen's partner, Ian McIndoe, says they were never warned of the changes.
When you went searching on the RAL's website, you found that if you applied between some date in October and the end of April, you could get some other sort of pass. But this was only seen to become knowledge to skiers in about July, August. RAL would have had our email addresses, but they never emailed out to say that the pass were changing. It just seemed to happen.
Mrs Hansen wrote to RAL to try to resolve the situation, but was told they would have to pay the normal fees. That would mean either forking out over $1,100 for a season pass or buying a $129 day pass.
I'm so deeply disappointed that this has happened, and I can't believe $129 a day for passes is beyond most people of this age because lots of us don't go skiing for a whole day.
After RNZ contacted Ruapehu Alpine Lifts about the rule change, the company came back saying they are looking into this particular situation. But with only a few weeks left of the 2019 ski season, it's probably too late for Pam Hansen and Ian McIndoe.
Some of us are lucky enough at this age to be fit and to still love skiing. It just seems tragic that the company has suddenly just done something that's changed your life.
RAL did not respond to RNZ's request for interview. For Morning Report, Harry Locke.